I'm Kitty Doyle and
I'm Emma Kiriakou,
and this is Ordinary Life on Coast Access Radio, and we are sponsored by Cover Yours Insurance, who provide insurance from quote to claim. They're in your corner. You can find them at coveryours.co.nz. Thank you, Cover Yours Insurance. And we are also not medical professionals or doctors or nurses or anything like that, but apparently we're very good at first aid.
That was you, not me.
Do you not know any first aid, Emma?
I can put a plaster on.
Oh, mate.
I have done, before, when I was pregnant with my first kid, we did, CPR and stuff like that, that basic first aid training. But that was
good.
That was 18 years ago.
Yes, but it's very important, Emma.
Yes.
Yes.
Probably time for a refresher, maybe.
Well, you know.
For me.
I always think that when you've learned something, you know, it's still in there. But certainly the CPR stuff, yeah. You're talking to the, yeah.
You have to keep practicing,
the
obviously.
The wrong person. Not on a live person.
I know, yeah.
Yeah. It's good to know.
You never know when you're going to need it.
And unfortunately, that's very true.
Yes.
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 Do you need close to home there?
And when's the anniversary of that?
It's the 18th of October.
Crikey, so coming up soon.
Yeah, so for those of you that maybe don't know, my husband had an out-of-hospital cardiac arrest and was saved by 30 minutes of CPR in the middle of a field.
Well, are we going to talk about this now? It feels like we need to. It's quite a big deal, isn't it? Like, I know... What?
Do you want to?
Yeah, go on.
All right.
It is quite a big deal when people go through these. He was out for
a very long time, and
very lucky to have people on just right there.
I mean, had he not been at an event, I dread to think that would have happened, because he was riding his motorbike and, a track day, so they just basically go and have fun riding around the track, and had the first aid person not been there, so it was a company called ProMed, and had they not been there on site, they were so fast, got out there so quickly, you know, he would not be here now. One of the other bikers who, when they start the track day, they always say, do not stop on the track if you see an accident, because what they're worried about are the bikes hitting you. But thankfully, he did stop, because he saw that he wasn't moving. And then when the ambulance chap got out there, he had somebody else who could do the running for him and help him with CPR.
Oh, that was, yeah.
But,
lucky.
I mean, it's not something you want to see, to be honest.
No, no.
But it's... It had a good result, and after three defibrillators and the St John showed up and the fire brigade showed up, I think everybody in Palmerston North showed up.
A bit of an ad for it's all fun and games until someone has an accident or someone has, you know, gets a chronic illness.
Well, yeah, I do say to him, you know, I said, Mike, it's like, mate, I've got Parkinson's and you just had to outdo me. By dying for half an hour. That's black humour, I'm sorry.
One downmanship.
But no, there's a lot of terrible stuff happened, really. But he ended up losing his job because he can't do his job anymore.
Yeah, it's for life, isn't it? Like, once you have something like that, like, he's now living with chronic illness effectively, because he has to do what we do, which is, you know, he has to manage his... He's to spend all day managing his health.
Yeah, he does, actually, and he has to manage that quite carefully and always... be aware of what's going on and be aware of how much he has done. He saw a psychologist and they were talking about the spoons thing, but we don't like that analogy because it kind of...
Why not? You don't want to live your life in
we
spoons.
We find it a little bit... He said it's like you have like a gauge.
Yeah.
this guy said to think of it as a scale of 1 to 10. Where 10 is where you are at your most fatigued, Or you could choose one if you wanted. Yeah. It just depends. It doesn't matter. The gauges, yeah. birth, again, birth directions. Is it as soon as you feel yourself getting past that halfway fatigue stage, stop.
Yeah.
Do not let yourself go too far the other side.
Yeah.
Because then he...
It's harder to come back, isn't it?
Yeah, and he can't. He just has to go to sleep.
Yeah. That's the same for me. I kind of discovered this through trial and error. Mm. Like, if I let myself get past a certain point, say if we're doing some big project, like we're out in the garden or whatever, I have to go, right, I can feel that I'm going to start to run out.
Oh, I get that.
Yeah.
You can feel the very first... You're like,
Like now I'm sitting here thinking, I need to take my pills. I'm going to have to take my pills. And that's all you can think about.
Well, just take your pills.
I'm going to pause.
All right. That's all good. Because I also have that. I'll be in the garden or housework, going for a walk, anything. And I start to feel... It's very strange, isn't it? You can't quite describe it. Just your body doesn't quite work as well. And you think, oh, that's the first sign. I need to take some medication.
Yeah. And, I mean, spoons, they don't really work. It's quite a random, arbitrary one. I mean, I don't really think about it in terms of foods. Spoons, I have thought about it in terms of two different ways. I don't know which one's better. One is the accounting method, where I think about it in terms of a budget.
So, yes.
So when I reach my end of my income and I'm going to start going into debt, I think about it that way. If I go into debt, I have to then spend a long time recovering from the debt.
Yeah, because if you leave it too late, it's really hard to pull back from, isn't it?
Yeah, and then I find if you do that, it's not just like as soon as you get to the next pills and you recover, it's all right. There's waves that go throughout your day and it will take you, quite a period of time to kind of come right.
Yeah, my neurologist told me to please take your pills on time because I'm really bad at trying to push it out and just kind of see how it will happen, see what might happen. And like I can feel my hand is slight, I'm kind of okay at the moment.
Yeah, a fine tremor in your hand there.
Well, it was always on my left. But, I've got As you can see on the radio, my left hand is slightly tremory.
Yeah.
And my right hand is starting to feel like it might. But I actually forgot to take one of my pills this morning. And that's as you were saying earlier, we were thinking about the stuff that we had said we were going to do. And I'm still fasting. And I have not always taken my quick start pill on a morning, just to kind of see if it makes. And what I've noticed is if I take it now, my dyskinesia is a lot worse. And if I don't take it, I seem to work just as well for just as long. So I'm wondering.
Well, one thing with the rapids that I wonder, you're talking about taking a rapid first thing.
Yeah.
If you didn't specifically need it, it doesn't stick around. It just, exits your system. But if you laid it when you're, with your other pills later, that gives you more than you would normally get. So your system is kind of usually trying to rock on throughout the day on the baseline. And then changes to your baseline give you waves of difference.
But then I also forgot to take my overnight pill, so I don't know if that's having any kind of impact.
It might be, I don't know. but it's all very technical,
isn't it? I've got a degree in neurology, so I don't really... I'm sure if my neurologist was listening, they'd be shaking their head and going, oh, for crying out loud.
Because the other way I think about it is like a battery. So when you need to charge, like thinking about how much charge you've got left, that can kind of be helpful. But like whatever way you think about it, whatever works for you. But it's kind of funny.
I'm also not advocating that people mess around with their pills. I just...
That's different too, because this is where I think that... like our lived experience can be really helpful, like because what the neurologist will tell you is just exactly what that is on the packet, and they don't know. They don't know what it's like living with it, and there are neurologists like that guy from the Netherlands. I can't remember his name. This is going to be really useful, but he says this: if you're going to do exercise, for example, take an extra pill, because you'll use more dopamine in doing stuff like exercise.
Yeah, I read something about a tremor effect after you have exercised. Some people get excessive tremor.
Oh, but really? After they've exercised?
Yeah, but it's actually nothing to do with Parkinson's.
Oh, that's a nervous system thing, is it?
And they were saying it's not actually the medication.
Right.
So, but you know, do you use more? You don't know.
Well, I mean, there has been research that shows that different drugs and different things, different activities use more dopamine.
But it's still good to exercise, right?
I was not saying it's totally. It's just saying that you know, like throughout the day, you'll do different things, and that will have differing impacts on your neurology.
This is all getting very complex, and I'm not entirely sure how to respond.
But it is complex living our lives. Ordinary life is complex. Way more complex than we know. But you know how we were talking at the beginning about Mike and his cardiac episode?
Yeah.
And that does kind of like sharpen you up onto stuff you want to do in your life and stuff you say you're going to do.
Yeah, we've done a lot of that recently. We haven't seemed to have followed through on any of it, hey?
What are some of the things we said we did?
Said I was going to learn how to do a cartwheel.
Okay. And how are you going with that? Do you need some support?
I need a lot of support, yeah, because I can't do it. I think I need to lose a lot of weight first.
Oh, okay.
And then I'll need to build up some strength in my arms.
I'm not agreeing with you, because I think you also need to lose weight. I'm just that's difficult
friendship
one.
For yeah.
I don't know the stages to doing a cartwheel. I just I did them when I was a kid, like, and you don't
think
about it.
I can remember Mr. Perry in the hall at Beecroft Primary School in the UK, and it was a big old Victorian building. And they would go, you need to think of yourself like a wheel, and you put your foot down, then your other two arms, and then your other foot, and you go gracefully across.
Oh.
Yeah. I've never really achieved that gracefulness.
That's why I feel like I need a big lawn to learn cartwheels, because I need lots of space around me for when I don't do it gracefully.
Do you remember doing tippleovers when you were little?
What are those?
You don't know what a tippleover is?
No.
When you do like a roly-poly thing and you're a little kid.
Oh, yeah.
And you crouch down and then you have to do like a roll.
Yeah.
We'd call them a tippleover.
They were just roly-polies in my day.
Roly-polies.
We need to learn the stages to a cartwheel. Okay, so let's make a to-do list. We have to help Kitty to learn how to do a cartwheel.
And we need to we
go to Tai Chi.
Yes, I'm going tomorrow.
We did go once, didn't we? Yeah, and I went, oh, that's a lot to learn.
And I felt really bad because the lady rang me up and asked if I was going to go back, and I was like, yes, I will go back.
And I had, in the meantime, taken karate back up again.
How is that
Confessions.
Then?
I'm loving it. Yeah, it's really fun. It hasn't been. Do you know what? I just thought in my head, in my little head, I decided. I'm just going to do it and not worry about it, because, like, what's the worst that can happen? I've already got Parkinson's. So, yeah, I'm having a great time. On Friday last week, we learned lightsabers, so that was quite fun.
Okay. Well, I thought I would go back to Tai Chi and see how that was, because it's supposed to be quite good. I actually did some online YouTube videos.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Following this man who was talking about stroking a horse's mane or something. Stroke the mane.
Oh.
And then back to Sarah's Crouching Tiger.
Do you want me to come too?
That would be, I would actually feel less awkward if you did.
Yeah. Okay, I can do that.
Yay. Okay, so
cartwheels and Tai Chi.
Cartwheels and Tai Chi and first aid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Done.
I think that's a good place to wrap it up. Exercise. Don't mess with your pills.
Do what you say you're going to do.
Do what you say you're going to do. So thank you, Cover Yours, for sponsoring our programme. And thank you, Emma, for being here and making me laugh. And
thanks for having me. It was super fun.
And we will be back next week and hope you enjoyed. And
ka kite anō.
Goodbye from us.
This program was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for Radio Broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.